Bushu nende no we magani dog. Beshigo benesia que indigo, mang in du dame. Ga usa squadje me cog in dun chipa, ga mesqua wako cog in da. Elaine Fleming nindishina cas, me great men obi matisivin, me great neen men wendam. I'm happy about this good life, this long life. I'm so grateful to be able to learn history. And I just remember how that began for me when I heard a story about my great-great-grandmother, Marie Johnson, who was born over in Red Cliff in Wisconsin, probably around 1850, a little before then. And the story was that she was raped by a white man, and she was a teenager, and she had to leave the community. She was banished. And so she came to the mission area in Minnesota, up in, on Leech Lake Reservation. And at that time, I wanted to know about her. I wanted to know how she got here. I wanted to know what she wore. I wanted to know what she ate. I wanted to know her. And I tried to write a story about her back then, and it just went nowhere because I didn't know the history of our people. And yet I knew the history of this country. I knew that George Washington had wooden teeth and supposedly chopped down a cherry tree, and he's on a dollar bill. But I didn't know much about my own people. And so that whole journey began with wanting to write a story about my great-great-grandmother, to know the history of Leech Lake. And in doing that, I would go down to this old train bridge between Pike Bay and Cass Lake, and I'd go down there and bring this pipe that I cared for and this dwaika and this drum, and I would pray and sing down there. And I had a vision. And in that vision, I saw, I'd been praying with my eyes closed, and it was early morning, it was foggy. And I was praying and praying, and I finally opened my eyes. And it was amazing because all around me, I saw these manitug, these spirits. And they were just everywhere, all 360 degrees around me. If you could touch one, I would put my arm out, and that's how close they were, and they were as far as I could see, everywhere, in the water, on the land. And I later came to believe that they were telling me that I could know about them because we come from this land, and our people are in this land, and this is our place. This is where we live. And this is the place that I slowly came to know. And I don't know a lot about it, but one of the things I was brought up in a family who told stories. And so at night I'd lay down with my mother or my father or my sisters, and they would tell stories. Or we'd drive in the car for long distances, and they would always tell stories. And I love those stories. And so I like to go around and talk with people, and I like to listen to them tell their stories. So I was really blessed to be able to spend some time with a lady named Ruth White, Beda Sinukwe, the light coming, like a light coming down a dark road. And so she taught me things about her life as an artist and about as her life as a mother and an elder, a daughter. And she was from the Sugar Point area. She's, and that's where she lives now. She was born September 23rd, 1944, during their Indian Reorganization era. And her father was Daniel White. He lived from 1905 to 2000. He's the one who went out to Bear Island and tore down one of the old houses out there and brought the lumber home to build a house for his wife. And his wife was Rosemary Mitchell White, and that's Ruth's mother. She was born in 1907, and she died in 1998. And Ruth shared that story about how when her mother was pregnant with her, they caught the train from her home, and they traveled to Cass Lake on it. And when they got there, they had to walk over to the Indian hospital, and there was a really kind nurse there. And Ruth's mother named Ruth after her. The nurse's name was Ruth. And so this is the last story I want to share with you about Ruth White. Be Dasinukwe, the light is coming, and of Sugar Point. So we talked about many things about her first 6 years at Sugar Point. We talked about how when she graduated, she moved away to the cities for a year, and then she took off for Santa Fe, New Mexico, to go to the Institute of American Indian Arts. She was an artist. She always knew that. She is an artist. She always knew that. She talked about she peeled potatoes at one time, and she peeled all the skin away from the potato except for the eyes. An artist's way of peeling potatoes, yes. And then she talked about all her travels and her employment. And she ended her interview with special memories. And you remember that she had so many children in her family. And there were 16 children in all. There were 7 brothers and 8 sisters. And she was the 9th child in his family. And her mom, Rosemary, also raised at least 8 of her grandchildren. But some of Ruth's special memories were of her mom sitting at the sewing machine. And she would tell the kids, go out and play, go out and play. And that would be that time where her mom could be alone for a while and to sew. And the older children would take blankets and the babies, and they'd go out to the fields. And Ruth said that the girls would make daisy chains. And her brother was a chef and a hunter. So the children would catch frogs, and he'd cut off their legs and roast them, and the children would eat roasted frog legs. That's what I see in many places. In the evening, they'd return home, the children, with arms full of wildflowers and babies on their hips. What a lovely memory. Their dad would take the older sisters to Buckhorn to dance, and the younger ones would stay with their mom at home, and the mom would turn on the Grand Ole Opry, and all of them would dance. Every Saturday night, the mom stayed home and listened to the Grand Ole Opry. Ruth talked about her mom. She said she was such a sweet woman with twinkling eyes. Her mom died in Ruth's arms at Federal Dam, surrounded by family. Her mom died of complication from diabetes and her kidney shutting down. But Ruth has all these happy family memories and of gatherings. When her dad and mom would load the kids up in a car and they'd go on picnics. And that reminded me of our family when I was growing up. I was born in 1952. And when I was a young girl up to my teenage years, we'd all get in a car with my mother and father, and we'd all go to powwows. All the time we'd go to powwows. We'd go out, pick pine cones. We'd go out in the woods, and we would chop down the trees and peel the bark off the trees. We'd go berry picking as far up to Canada. And on Sundays or some days, we'd just go for a ride. We'd ride the Buckboard Hills in White Earth. I remember we'd go visit this old man in White Earth at this old people's home, the smells of that home and his long, long ears and his nose. And I remember one time driving on a Sunday to the point in Panema and getting out and playing there for a little while. And then as we drove home in the car, the radio, you know, back then you would get AM stations. And I remember the Rascals song came on, grooving on a Sunday afternoon. And that's exactly what I was doing with my family. And that's what Ruth would do with her family when they would load up the kids up in a car and take off for a ride. So one of my memories too is like when we'd go out pick pine cones. My oldest brother Punti, you know, he was such a nice man, And he taught me when we went out to pick pine cones to pick a point of reference in the woods in case I got lost, to always know like the biggest, tallest tree around there so that if I got lost, I'd know where to go. And also to listen to the squirrels, because when the squirrels really started yelling and screaming that we were getting close to that place where they had buried and hidden a whole bunch of their nuts. Ruth talked about the old folks, how back in those days people would visit each other and the kids would entertain them. Back then they knew how to build wigwams, what berries to pick, the medicines. They ate porcupine and beaver and muskrat and fish. They had blueberry and ricing camps. She remembers her mom baking bread, and the family always had plenty to eat. I, too, remember my mom baking bread, that wonderful smell of baking bread, and especially of cinnamon rolls. And Ruth said that the children seldom got sick, but when they did, they went to the Castaic Hospital. And there were those memories of Christmas and the church. These big bags of peanuts with apples and candy, the smell, those smells as they traveled home at night with bright stars and the moon, and just wonderful, warm, cozy memories. And Ruth said sometimes when she hears old music, she just cries. Miigwech, Ruth, miigwech for listening, miigwech bisan dawiyeg, miigwech.